Another partly sunny and pleasant day is coming up in the forecast, and then we'll have a chance of rain tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Scott Oltoff will have details in 5 minutes following AM 580 News with Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The deadline to register to vote in Indiana has arrived. In Illinois, you have one extra day. Monday is the final day that Hoosiers can register to vote for the November 4th general election. The deadline in Illinois is tomorrow. Indiana voters can register at their county clerk's offices and other government facilities. State BMV branches, which normally accept voter registrations, are closed today, so you can't register there in Indiana. But you can also register by mail. The forms, though, must be postmarked by today. As of late last week, more than 4.4 million people were registered to vote in Indiana, which is considered a presidential battleground state. That's nearly 70% of the state's 6.3 million residents. The previous record for a presidential election was 4.2 million. Monday is also the first day for early voting for the November 4th election in Indiana. Officials say a British Airways flight that was en route from London to Houston made an emergency landing yesterday at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. No one was injured. Chicago Aviation Department spokesman Greg Cunningham says Flight 195 landed around 1:20 yesterday afternoon after the plane's pilot reported a problem on board. British Airways spokesman John Lample says crew detected an electrical burning smell and the plane was diverted as a precaution. Lample says 89 passengers and 15 crew members were evacuated, but he says there was no threat of danger to anyone. It's a bad time to be waiting for money from Illinois state government. The state is having trouble paying its bills, and as Sean Crawford reports, the problem is expected to get worse over the next few months.
Illinois' Comptroller Dan Hines says the state's cash position is the weakest it's ever been at this point in a fiscal year. That could signal a looming financial crisis ahead as the state tries to play catch-up. Medicaid is now so expensive that last year the Blagojevich administration held off paying hundreds of millions of dollars in health care vouchers until a new fiscal year began. In other words, a large chunk of money earmarked for spending in this budget cycle instead went to pay overdue bills from the last one. Comptroller Hines says it's been going on for years, but says it gives a false view of the state's true financial picture. He says what makes this year disturbing is the magnitude of the problem and the expectation it will only get worse. That's because tax revenues are falling short of estimates. The comptroller says looking forward, doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, and others waiting for state payments will likely face significant delays. As state government tries to get control of health care spending, it might also impact other areas that rely on state funding. I'm Sean Crawford.
An internet hoax that allegedly led to the suicide of a teenager in Missouri has resulted in a new law in Illinois. Amanda Vinicky has those details.
The law stiffens penalties if an adult uses the internet to harass a minor. It's in response to a 2006 suicide of a 13-year-old Missouri girl. Authorities say the girl struck up an internet friendship with who she thought was a boy, but turned out to be the mother of another teen. When the internet messages turned mean, they say the girl hung herself. Illinois Republican Representative Sid Mathias of Buffalo Grove sponsored the measure. He says when an adult harasses a child, there should be a greater punishment.
It's similar to today. You know, you're prohibited from calling people on the phone and harassing them. That's illegal. Why should you be able to do it through the internet? So we're just trying to stop internet harassment, and in particular, when it's an adult harassing a child.
Federal charges are still pending against the mother who sent the harassing internet messages in the Missouri case. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A new government report says more children died from flu last year because they also had staph infections. The same report appearing in this month's edition of the Illinois-based American Academy of Pediatrics Journal urges parents to have their kids get the flu shot. The number of deaths wasn't high. It was 73 during the 2006-2007 flu season. But there was more than a five-fold increase in hard-to-treat complications, and preliminary figures indicate deaths rose again during the past winter's flu season. Public health officials say the numbers underscore the importance of a brand-new recommendation that all children from 6 months through 18 get routine flu shots. Before this year, shots were recommended for kids under five. State officials say it's Residents' Rights Week in Illinois. The week is designed to draw attention to the care of residents in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Illinois Department on Aging says the observance ends next weekend, October 11th. The agency's director says it's also a time to honor family members, staff, and advocates. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 Central with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers. WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 7:35, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us for another in-depth look at the weather on Kevin Cronin's 57th birthday today.
All right.
Vario Speedwagon.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, there you go. Local connection there. And, boy, we have another nice day today. A little bit of rain coming up tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and then going away for the rest of the week.
Yep. I think that's you got it right in the nose.
Well,
okay.
There you go. We don't need you. Let's move on to the next segment. No, I'm sorry. But there are some details to go over, and you're here with them.
Absolutely. We had a beautiful weekend. Highs on Saturday, lower 70s. The highs yesterday in the upper 70s, lower 80s, and we'll be in the lower 80s once again today. So get out, enjoy the weather if you can. Take lunch and go outside. Eat outside if you can. It's almost like a late summer day.